Welcome to The Benchcast with your host, the man whose business is benching, Coach Ben.
Today, I'm going to talk with you about bench aids. Things such as the Slingshot, the Titan Ram, the F8 Widowmaker. There are literally a ton of products on the market today. But which one is worth your money and what scenario demands each product? So it all depends on your goals. I'm not gonna say any which one is better than the other. It's all just simply, it comes down to why do you need it? How are you going to use it? That is gonna determine what is the best purchase for you right now. So let's get into it. First off, what I would consider a bench aid. This is not a bench shirt, so this isn't something that you would use in a meet. This is something you would solely use in training for the purpose of bringing up your raw bench or bringing up your equipped bench. And I will say a lot of these are more appropriate for the equipped bencher than they are the raw bencher. And again, like I mentioned, it all comes down to your goals and why you are using each. Then you will know, all right, what is the best investment for me. So first thing we need to consider is, are you raw or are you equipped? If you're a raw lifter, the only bench aid that I typically recommend is a Slingshot. And the reason being is because you can get varying degrees of intensity on the Slingshot, anywhere from a reactive blue Slingshot. This is the original. You can get a Mad Dog, which is a double layer of these. And what that'll allow you to do, you'll be able to handle more weight on the bench. You'll be able to essentially overload. It can help get you out of some poor bench patterns as well, and help create a better groove. So that the reason why I recommend a Slingshot is because you don't want something that is going to give you 200, 300 pounds more. Because now the amount of additional boost you're getting out of the equipment you're using is so far beyond what you can do raw that it's not gonna give you that much carryover. It's gonna help you handle heavier weight, but you're not an equipped lifter. So you don't need to train like an equipped lifter. You don't need to train with the weights of an equipped lifter if you're just trying to bring your raw bench up. More is not better. And then when you have more, you have to be more dialed in on a different technique other than raw. And you have to factor in how is that fatigue gonna play into your raw training? Because that is going to, by handling more weight, fatigue you, potentially cause discomforts, injuries, things like that. So we want to be mindful of that. If you're a raw bencher, I mostly recommend the Slingshot. Which Slingshot just depends on your strength level. Next, if you're an equipped lifter, why are you using the bench aid? So that is something to consider. Also, what type of an equipped lifter are you? Are you single ply, multi-ply? Are you using the band shirts, the F8 Pharrell shirts? That's something you have to consider too, because that's gonna help you determine which bench aid is right for you. So I have here a Titan Ram. This is something that I use. I don't necessarily use a supercharged Ram. You'll find that there's varying degrees of intensity with each brand as well. So this is the Titan Supercharged Ram. There's a Titan Ram. There's a Titan Magnum Ram. I particularly use the Titan Magnum Ram. Reason being is because I bench single ply. So again, the reason why I would use a RAM is primarily for me back down sets and deloads. In my training, that's how I primarily use the RAM. Because if I'm doing deloads, it allows me to back off the weight. I don't have to stay in the shirt. I can get out of the shirt, I feel more comfortable. I can practice a groove on the deload. And the big thing is it allows me to practice with less weight. That way I don't beat myself up as much. I can also potentially use the RAM as a second bench day option if I want to get more practice perfecting an equipped groove. The other way I use it is as a deload, because the key with choosing one of these devices is that you make sure you choose a device that allows you to actually deload. All right, if I go and I bench with this supercharged RAM, or I bench with a F8 Widowmaker, for example, and I'm just a single ply lifter, I'm probably gonna do more in an F8 Widowmaker than I am in my single ply shirt. So that is not a deload, all right? And that is going to actually take me off the practice that I would get with a single ply shirt. So I use the Magnum Ram for that purpose. Now, if you're trying to replace your shirted session, Then you can go with a heavier option such as the Titan Supercharged RAM or an F8 Widowmaker. Because if you're replacing a shirt accession and you're a multiply lifter or a band shirt lifter, an unlimited lifter, then that's going to be relevant to you because you can, if you don't have the people around to help you out with the shirt, you could just throw one of these on. And typically, the F8 Widowmaker, you might have a hard time unracking yourself, but I can still get benching in, unrack the bar myself, albeit heavy, with a supercharged RAM on. All right, this at least allows me to get my hands in the position. I can somewhat get that bar out myself. So it becomes a good option if you need to replace a shirted bench day, because as you know, one of the biggest struggles is actually having people around to help you when you don't have the hands on deck. That's a good option to go to. Now, if you are an unlimited bencher, the F8 Widowmaker, if you bench with an F8 Pharrell shirt, then an F8 Widowmaker would be a relevant product for you because it is going to allow you to practice how you play, something you have to be mindful of, what type of device is going to allow you to most closely practice how you play in terms of the setup, how you execute the groove. I have many lifters who would use a Pharrell F8 bench shirt and they would also supplement that work with a Widowmaker, whether it is in the transition to going into a tighter shirt, more material, more layers, or if just as a replacement for a shirt accession or an aid to potentially handle a little bit less weight and have that deload, have that practice session without beating yourself up with a shit ton of weight in your hands. So that's a little bit about these bench aids, when it's relevant for each. Keep in mind, are you a raw bencher? Are you an equipped bencher? And then if you're an equipped bencher, what type of weight are you handling in your shirt? If it's single ply, multiply, unlimited, get something that is going to allow you to deload weight, because you do not want to get a bench aid that is actually going to allow you to bench more than what you do in your shirt. So that's going to kind of defeat the purpose. We want to practice how we're going to play on the platform, but we also want to handle a bit less weight just to help keep us healthy and allow us to practice the groove without having to have a tremendous amount of weight in our hands, because we do need weight to travel a full range of motion. So hope this helped you out in your decision on what you're looking at in terms of the RAMs, the slingshots, the F8 Widowmakers. There's a lot of products out there and I know it can get a bit confusing. Shoot me a message down below if you are still unsure of where to go and I'll be happy to help you out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you found this helpful, I'm looking for powerlifters who want to add over 10 pounds to their lifts in the next 30 days. If you've been struggling to make progress or have been lacking motivation, let's chat. Message me next level at Big Benches on Instagram. See you next show.